Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century now, in our 24th year, somebody who's been with me for almost all of that time is our good friend Steve Martin. Steve is the Profit Pro. ProfitPro.us is the website. You can find all of his books there and all of his writing. And he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust and one of the leading SCORE volunteers in the SCORE organization at SCORE.org. I encourage you to check those folks out, too. Steve, we've been talking about these get-rich-quick schemes. They're still out there. It's amazing that people are still making money. You know, I often look at people doing these things to scam people, and if they would work that hard in a legitimate business, they could probably make more money. I don't understand the mindset of people who do things like this. I watch movies where the robbers go to all this work to break into a bank, and I'm thinking, if you work that hard in the job, you could have a better living. But I wanted to ask you, I want to blend what our conversation about how to determine if this business in a box offer is the right thing for you, and blend that into where SCORE volunteers come in. What do you think?
Well, Jim, first of all, it's not always an illegitimate business out there that's selling these things. There are very legitimate businesses with good reputations that offer programs that just may not be a fit at all with the people that are attracted to them. So what they're doing is legal, and it may, in some cases, be totally ethical, but the problem is people come in with hopes, dreams, or desperation looking for an opportunity to make money, and here's this opportunity or a whole platter full of them, smorgasbord, in front of them, and they're trying to choose. And I find people need a dispassionate advisor, someone who's looking out for their interests only, to help them navigate the process. And that's where SCORE mentors come in, because we can help guide the decision.
That's a service that's available. And in today's world, in the third decade of the 21st century, it could be a SCORE volunteer who's 1,000 miles away.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's free. And SCORE is a resource partner to the U.S. Small Business Administration, so we're held to the highest ethical standard. And in our case, the beauty of SCORE is that our only interest is that of the client. We sign a code of ethics every year, so we're not there to make money or direct someone to something that doesn't serve the client's best interest.
So, folks,
if
you're looking at a business opportunity, and it could be just a private vertical local issue, right? I mean, if you're thinking about buying a business that's existing, you know, a local restaurant or a dry cleaner or a car dealership or a little factory or whatever it might be, if you're thinking about buying that and you're a little bit out of your league, and it doesn't take much to get out of your league. These days, you know, find somebody at SCORE to help you. They'll talk to you. They'll schedule either a local face-to-face volunteer, or they'll schedule somebody online, right, Steve, when they'll get involved.
Absolutely,
And they'll be confidential, and they'll help you deal with things. But I will tell you this, don't ask for their advice and for their help if you can't handle the news.
Well, SCORE volunteers or mentors, our primary goal is to help the individuals make the best possible business decisions they can. I make a practice of not saying no to clients. And I'll respond with a question.
Yeah, but you know, you and I both have seen these people come to you for help. I've had it happen to me, and I know you have. and you see the stars in their eyes, and you're thinking, oh, my goodness, they're already gone. Last thought, Steve.
Well, last thought is do your due diligence. There are great opportunities out there. The farther it is outside your lane of experience, the more advice you need from people who are just interested in what is best for you.
And don't write a check of any size. Don't write a check over $500 without getting somebody to look over your shoulder. I think that's another good piece of advice. Hey, Steve, thank you for 23 great years. Let's do 23 more. What do you think?
You betcha, Jim. Always a pleasure. I'll do 50 more with you.
Thanks. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, one of the smartest guys we know. We always get smarter when he joins us. He's also a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blaston. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.